All right, that was a little 8-bit Circles by Chris. Do you want to take a stab? It's a popular song.
Circles? That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, give me what decade did it come out?
It's like current. He's a white guy that raps. Kind of. He's very popular.
Oh, fuck, dude. No, never mind. Hold on, is it Vin Diesel?
No, it's Post Malone, Chris.
No, yeah, I wouldn't have got that, dude. Dude, Post Malone is way too current for me. I stopped paying attention after Jane's Addiction in 93. That's when I stopped.
Hey, I did hear some Bob Seger this weekend, by the way.
You know what? I'm just going to say that I've gotten a lot of shit about the whole Bob Seger thing. Like, I had multiple texts going like, what was the name of that band?
It was Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. You don't know who Thin Lizzy is? And fucking Jugs from Full Metal Podcast in Australia was lighting me up. I'm surprised. Man, is he still listening to like 8-track on that shit? That's what they got down there, right?
Who knows what him and Big Cat are cooking up right now?
Well,
I mean,
oh, actually, hey, I just saw a post that they're
recording.
Yeah, they're recording. So, that, I guess they beat Lou, right?
They did.
All right.
You know what? I suggest that Jugs, you and Big Cat should, in honor of that, you guys should re-record Beds Are Burning.
I love Midnight Oil.
How do we sleep while the beds are burning?
Dude. Yeah, hey, the next time, can you please do an 8-bit Midnight Oil?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking love Midnight Oil. Minute Work, Midnight Oil. I think they're the same band, though.
No, dude, they got, you know, Australia had some hits.
INXS.
Yeah. Need You Tonight.
Oh, was that an INXS song?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Something about you, girl. It makes me sweat.
Oh, okay, got it. You know what, though? Anytime, like, an INXS song comes on, I just think about how he went out.
You're right back on the whole hanging yourself and
auto-erotic asphyxiation.
You said it right this time, dude.
Well, no. How did I say it that one time? I fucked it up. Yeah. I mangled it.
You tried to slow it down in the same words that were catching you.
Marble mouth. I mean, I told you to fix that in post.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we've been talking a while. This is Best Friend of Me, and I'm Christopher Long.
And I'm Johnny Castana.
Whoa, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's been going on, Johnny?
Well, dude. Oh, I used a vacation day today and trained a little jiu-jitsu with you guys in a garage I don't know. COVID's kind of had us go underground for a little bit.
We have an underground fight club.
We don't have an underground fight club. We have select partners that all have families. And if one of us were going to get sick, we would let everyone know. And then we would all get tested.
Yes.
And that doesn't...
Being responsible.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have a team meeting on Wednesday because it sounds like our kids are going back to school, so we got to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah, we'll go back.
I mean, because all of us, I think, are in the same boat, except Oshin, because he has young kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to feel about it, but I mean, he's the one that seems like he's pretty well insulated from the Ronas.
He's a black belt, dude. Black belts can't get COVID, right?
I don't think so. I think they can deflect it. It's like they can pass the guard of the COVID.
Dude, so much for my Lakers sweeping Miami.
You know what's funny about that? So yesterday, I didn't even know, like, I didn't know they were playing yesterday. I kind of thought, I was like, man, are they playing today? And then I was like, man, I didn't see anything. At night, I got into bed and I was just kind of checking my phone. And I'm like, man, I didn't see Johnny post something. Maybe they didn't play. And I looked at the score and I was like, oh, that's why Johnny didn't post anything.
Oh, so you got to check my news feed, dude.
Yeah, I never checked.
I posted LeBron James with the cigarette behind his ear that said Lakers in 5. Dude, that little hero kid, too.
Oh, Tyler Herro.
Yeah, he did. He did. I did like him up till last night. He like made a shot, and then he like looked at the camera and did like a snarl.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw a meme with it.
Fuck you, little Malfoy Draco, little bitch.
You know what? I mean, normally, so
I liked you till then.
Jamal Murray, he did that.
That's
against
it, dude.
My team, and he did this, and he was like made a face, like a disrespectful face, and it was like, you know what? Fuck you, asshole.
That's like the memes on the Laker pages, is because it happened once every game, like somebody every series, somebody made like the face,
yeah, and like then, you need to calm down.
Then the series ended five games.
You know what? I actually thought the Heat were going to put, I mean, I know they won yesterday, but I thought they were going to put up more of a fight.
Well, Lakers looked like shit last night. They had no energy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So at least, you know, I don't know. It's more exciting. Sweeps are kind of boring.
So I read an article today about my team, the Utah Jazz. They're talking about the moves they're going to have to make in the offseason. Every projected move has us trading Mike Conley. Every single one is like, dude, he's freaking on his way out of town.
Mike Conley's your Steve Nash. Like, Steve Nash was awesome at Phoenix. We get him, breaks his leg the first year, and the second year, doesn't do shit. Then it comes out that he only came to the Lakers so he could get a divorce in California.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was, like, better for his money to, like, come to L.A. and divorce his wife.
I know he was getting paid, like, that last year.
Yeah.
He was still getting paid.
Was just sitting.
Doing nothing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, Mike Conley has had a stellar career, great numbers, comes to Utah, and it's just like, worst, like, since he was a fucking rookie.
Dude,
like,
he couldn't buy a basket
and
this
dude,
year.
We're paying him, like, $30 million a year.
Beyond streaky.
We have, I think he has 1 year left on his contract. So they're saying like, all right, it's an expiring contract. So people might want to, so they're saying, oh, we could trade to like pick up Tobias Harris from the 76ers and, you know, all this shit. So
I don't think anyone wants to leave the Sixers now that they got Doc.
You know what, man? So that move, so Doc Rivers, I guess it was a mutual parting of ways.
It was the most Clipper thing possible to do.
Dude.
One of the best coaches of all time.
Dude, a championship coach.
Dude.
And he, dude, so obviously they're pinning the blame on him. Dude, fucking Paul George.
Yeah.
They had two superstars.
I just keep, when you say, anytime somebody says Paul George, I just see the ball hitting the side of the basket.
The worst. And actually, I read, like a rumor, NBA rumor thing that after they lost game 7.
Paul George said, hey, we all got to come back, run it back.
Oh, I know. He was like, oh, yeah, we're going to blah, 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 blah. And I guess there were a bunch of eye rolls.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, and he gets special treatment and all these other players are like, what the fuck? Like Lou Williams. I mean, I suspected it was Lou Williams.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Like, dude,
my boy.
I did more for the team than freaking Paul George, and he gets special treatment, you know? But you get caught going to a strip club in Atlanta
one
time.
Fucking strip club.
Jeez, and he's freaking up. Yeah. Anyway.
Lemon Pepper Lou's the man, dude. Take him back on my team any day, dude.
But dude, I would love Lou Williams.
You know he named his kid Six? For Six Man?
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know what's weird? So if he would go anywhere else, dude, like, I mean, he's a starter. And he gave an interview last year. He's like, no, dude, I'm the Six Man. Like, that's just my deal.
He knows his role, dude.
And he's totally cool with it.
Brings the energy. Well, dude, look how good Rondo's doing coming off the bench.
Actually, Rondo's doing well.
Playoff Rondo. We gotta call him what it is.
You know?
Playoff Rondo.
And I saw Frank, what is it, Vogel?
Frank Vogel.
Vogel. He doesn't like that nickname because, like, man, it's implying that he's not good during the regular season. But, yeah. I mean, hey, I think he should take it as opposed to playoff P for Paul George.
Dude,
Jesus, dude. All right. So on this episode, we are going to be discussing the podcast your brother Billy recommended called Deep Cover.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that right out of the gate because I don't want you getting credit for it.
Okay. Okay.
It's all about Billy. He was going to come on the podcast and discuss it with us, but apparently he's, you know, has important shit
he's
to
got,
do.
He's got better things to do.
Apparently.
He's teaching right now.
Oh, he's working.
He's teaching to a bunch of class people at home, I think.
Does he just teach from home?
No.
Is he still? Oh, is he back?
They make him go to school and teach from an empty classroom.
Dude, shut up. Really? Yeah. What school district is that?
Santa Ana Unified.
Ooh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Dude, I don't know.
Man, lame. So we're going to be discussing that. We're going to do top five cool things we're going to do once you don't have a job like me.
Yes, that's like in 2 weeks. My contract's ending, so.
Yeah, so we got, top five shit we're going to do. And then we're going to recommend some stuff, and that.
Yeah, then you're going to go take your kid to tennis.
Yeah, I got to take my kid to tennis practice. Oh, Dad, I need to go to tennis.
How old is he?
15.
Okay. Dude, are you pushing for him to just get his license right when he's 16?
Oh, God, yes.
In a moped? Like, you're off.
Dude, I cannot wait. I'm not going to have to drive him anywhere ever again. Except, I don't think Jamie really wants him driving until he's 21.
Yeah, but tell Jamie he can take her on White Claw runs.
You know what? I did that as a kid. Like, my parents would be like, hey, drive me down to the store. I got to get some beer.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get this party started.
All right. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing out of Costa Mesa, California, two of the meanest podcasters in the game. Both Brazilian jiu-jitsu artists with a background in being family men. Chris and Johnny from Best Frenemies. We salute you on this day, you savages. Ha!
What's up, bitches? And now, back by popular demand, it's time for Best Frenemies Top 5 List.
All right. Thanks for that intro, Donnie Darko.
All right. So, this episode, we are doing top 5 things we're going to do together once we're both unemployed at the same time.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks for me.
So 2 weeks.
You're not allowed to get a job for the next 2 weeks.
I know. We were talking about it like last week. I'm like, man, wouldn't that be hilarious if I got a job right before... like right before your contract ended?
Yeah, that would be so funny.
And you're like, I expect you to tell them you can't start for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know when you get hired, you know when you have a job and you get hired and you do the like, you give yourself a week. Like, I can start a week from today.
And it's like you can enjoy that week because you know you're starting a job.
Then you go home to your family. You're like, oh yeah, they said I can't start till this day. So.
All right. So, Johnny, I'm going to let you start it off. What is your number five?
My number five, somebody working on their house next door, Chris? Okay. Top five things we're going to do when we both aren't working. We are going to inform everyone that we are not unemployed, but simply artists now.
Oh, no, I'm totally. You know what? Because the thing is, I've actually discovered... So, hey, what are you doing? You got a job? I'm actually working on a screenplay right now. And they don't need to know that I've applied to like 150 jobs and I just haven't gotten one.
Every artist I've ever known, if I know you, you're not doing that great, first of all. Okay? And if you're walking around telling everyone you're a fucking artist, I'm an artist now.
All right. I'm going to buy it. What kind of art?
Hey, we do a podcast. That's good enough. I was a child actor.
You're an artist at making beef jerky.
Hey, wait, let me see if I can get back and recreate one of my roles. It'll hurt if I swallow.
All right, my number five is we're going to have to practice our alibis for Jamie to explain what I've been doing all day. Yeah. So you're going to have my back. Like, oh, you know, we went down to the soup kitchen, we were volunteering, and then we went to an AA meeting, and then we, you know, all the shit.
And we went to a life coach.
Yeah, we went to a career coach, but really we're just sitting around watching like freaking TV.
Well, You know, if they name a titty bar Career Fair, we won't be lying.
Oh, we went to Career Fair.
We went to Career Fair.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Start a titty bar and call it Career Fair, so then everyone can go home and tell their wife.
What have you been doing all day? I was at a Career Fair.
I was. He's really dedicated. He keeps going back to that Career Fair.
Dude, he's going there like once a week. All right, what's your number four?
My number four is... we're going to start our own Best Frenemies pre-workout company. Or meth lab, same thing.
I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, tomato, tomato.
You don't drink coffee, which I still think is fucking weird, but you love the pre-workout. Are you still doing pre-workout?
Fuck yeah. I'll do that till the day I die.
Answer me this. Do you do pre-workout on days that you don't train? Just to, like, get that...
I train every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because if I'm not doing jits... I'm on that exercise bike right there doing my best Lance Armstrong.
Dude, if you're not doing jits, you're on that rake over there doing chores.
Really, it's the vacuum cleaner. Like, I have to basically do one chore around the house before Jamie gets home from work to let her know that I actually did something around the house.
Oh, I remember last time I was unemployed running to my computer when I heard keys going in the door. Oh, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm just working.
Oh, but you know what? My son... fucking ratted me out.
Little narc, dude.
Totally narked me out, and I was just like, I'm really unmotivated today. It was a Friday, and I like binge watched The Boys. Oh, and
sounds
I'm
like just, a perfect day, Chris. I can't wait for these days,
dude. I was just laying around. It was fantastic. And then my wife comes home and says, "Hey, so what'd you guys do today?" Bobby was just laying around watching TV, saying he was unmotivated. I'm like glaring at him. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking destroy you.
That's when you look at her and say, "Ah, my back went out."
I think I've gone to the well, the back pain well, way too many times.
Yeah.
All right. My number four, we are going to make a quick trip to Vegas, but we're going to return before my wife gets home from work. So we're going to
What time does she get home?
Like 5:30.
So doable.
I know. Jet she Blue. Leaves at like 8. So it's like we got to freaking jet to the airport real quick, fly out there, hang out for like...
a couple hours. Dude, we can put some
probably
time
like
in.
4 hours or so, and then fly back.
Done.
It's like, what'd you do today? Oh, you know, I did some housework, and...
we went to the job fair.
Oh, that's right. All right, what's your number three?
My number three is... we're going to buy matching hats and boomerangs and tell everyone we're on walkabout, like our Australian friends.
I wonder if Jugs... has ever gone on a walkabout.
I bet he has.
He probably has.
He seems pretty badass.
I mean, he seems like he's really modeling his life after Crocodile Dundee.
Right?
I know. Like, it's really embarrassing.
That's not a Kimura.
All right, my number three. We're going to watch all the Terminator films in one sitting.
Oh, that's good. Including, like, the even the shitty one.
The shitty ones with, like, Christian Bale. And then all the other shitty ones. I didn't calculate them all, but I think they're probably like 6 or 7.
Dude, so down.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, what, like 12 hours?
I'd do that today if you didn't have to take your son to tennis.
I know. Fucking little cock block. All right, what's your number two?
Number two. Well, this is just because I'm always on my phone nowadays. It says start our own company to like people's Instagrams and Facebook pictures.
we might as well get paid for what we do all day.
Just be like, we can start low. It'd be like 50 cents a like, 25 cents a like. I'll like everything.
Everything. I think that sounds like a good idea. All right. My number two is we're going to find a wave pool, like the kind that they have in like Japan.
In Asia.
Yeah. Or is it China? I don't know which one. I mean, obviously, this wherever it is, human life isn't valued much because it's like a fucking tsunami.
No, it is a giant wave, and they're all in like the little round inner tubes.
And they have like life preservers, and you see them, and they're just getting whipped.
And they're laughing, and it looks like they're having the best time. Count me in.
So we got to find one of those and go do it. Even though, you know, I don't really like going in water over my head, I'd make an exception.
Yeah, right.
All right. All right. What is your number one?
Number one on top things to do while we are unemployed at the same time is, it's a quote from you, as Chris says, $20 is $20.
So what does that mean exactly?
$20 is $20, dude. What do you need?
So you're going to give Hummers for like $20?
Is that what that means?
Dude.
All this time.
Johnny, don't do it, bro. Consider your self-respect.
Let me rephrase that then. $100 is $100.
All right. So my number one is we're going to record an episode of Best Frenemies every week until one of us gets a job. Dude, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
I mean, we're going to have to make a commitment.
But we will have a lot of downtime.
I know. It's like, man, if we can't do that, then, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, you and I are both lazy. So.
Pretty lazy.
You know, I mean, it pretty fucking lazy.
We'll just have to see on that one. Put that tentative.
All right. So that was top five cool things we're going to do together when both of us are unemployed.
The segment where we're going to talk about the podcast Deep Cover, Chris. And Chris was so willing to listen to it.
So this is, I don't know, a month or so ago.
The last podcast, you agreed that you were going to listen to it and this was going to be our main subject.
That was a long time ago, dude. That was like ancient history. Your brother sent us a text with a link to Deep Cover and he was like, "You're welcome." And I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And for some reason, I forgot about it. And you started listening to it and just were harassing me. Have you listened to it yet? I'm like, nope, not yet. Come on, yeah. It's so good. And you got other people to listen to it. And they're like, oh, it's so good. Chris, have you? Nope, not yet.
Yeah, because you're a dick to me. And anytime I recommend something to you, you're like, yeah, I'll check it out.
You know, this morning even, you were recommended a show. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then Oshin was like, oh, yeah, it's really good. Okay, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll watch it.
Dude, totally, dude. Such a dick, dude. Okay, well, I'll just read what's on the notes for episode one. And it's Marijuana, Motorcycles, and Mayhem. Deep Cover is the true story of an FBI agent in Detroit who goes undercover in outlaw motorcycle gang and makes a series of bizarre discoveries that inadvertently lead to the U.S. invasion of a foreign country.
So the blurb, I read that blurb before I started listening to it, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, Detroit bikers and invading a foreign country, and you're like, I'm kind of curious how you're going to tie this. Because the first episode just seems like he went undercover in an outlaw biker gang.
No, but even that was awesome because he partners up with an outlaw biker singer. Remember that guy?
Yeah. What was his name again?
Fuck, I don't know. But you know what? They even play a little bit of his song. Not bad.
Actually, not bad.
Not fucking bad,
but
dude.
But essentially, so I'm going to paraphrase here, but essentially he's like, I'm going to beat up all the snitches and the rats.
dude, it was a good song, dude.
It was not that bad, but it's funny because he has that song, but he ends up being a snitch and a rat.
Well, yeah, but he kind of considered himself like part of the force, because he would like flash a badge. He like flashed a badge and stole a fucking like guitar from another band's at the guitar case, and he pulled a gun, stole a guitar at a gig he was at from another band, and then like 3 weeks later he got shot. And there's no witnesses, and everyone's like, yeah, there wasn't any witnesses, but I guarantee the guy that shot him was the guy whose guitar he stole.
Dude, but then the one part is the FBI agent, who we're kind of following, the story is from his point of view, and they're interviewing him throughout the podcast. He says he went over to this biker's house, and there was like a dead guy on his floor, and he's like, yeah, a guy in a mask broke in, shot him, and ran away.
Shot my buddy on the couch and then ran away.
And the FBI agent was like, oh, fuck, dude. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
No, and with that would be bizarre enough, but the selling point is this FBI agent wrote a screenplay, wrote a novel.
A novel, yeah.
And the novel, like, I would love to read. I guess it does get published. At the end, they kind of said that it got published. I want to.
Oh, it did?
I want to find it. But it reads like a really bad Steven Seagal.
Yeah, they have an actor who reads excerpts from the novel.
It's so good.
And it's really, I mean, it mirrors the entire story of what he did. Like, not even like, and using the same names.
Yeah.
Like, he's using the same names.
Well, this is coming from the guy. What did he change? What was his name and what was his undercover name? Because that was hilarious.
Wasn't it like, I mean, it was something like Ed, and then his undercover name was Ned. Yeah, and so the rationale is like, if anyone saw him and said, hey, Ed, he could be like, no, they said Ned.
Yeah.
Ned. But the thing is, when you told me that story, I was like, what an idiot. But it actually kind of makes sense.
It does kind of make sense.
It does. I mean, but
but it's still hilarious that like that's his that's his undercover name, dude.
And the thing is, so it's the story. How many episodes? They're like 9 episodes. I think they're like 9. And it gets progressively. He gets deeper and deeper into this like,
dude,
drug cartel, Colombian cartel, like money laundering. And with each episode, it kind of starts out as like, oh, you know, just an FBI agent is trying to, you know, get in the field, and it just, he gets entrenched
deeper and deeper.
And so he gets one person and they roll up to the, you know, and he's like, his whole thing is like, we want to get the top dog. So you get someone and you make them flip or agree to work with you so you can get their boss. And so,
but he keeps climbing up.
Up until you get to them invading a foreign country.
Yeah, dude. And then at the end, well.
Yeah, I don't ruin the end.
I won't.
Ruin it. But hold on. There is one point at the end. He ends up hooking up with this Colombian, hot, like everyone is like, dude, she was the most striking woman I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah, and she ran to him in the bar,
dude, and everyone was just like, she was stunning, dude. I tried to look her up. I'm like, I need a visual. I want to see what this woman looks like. So I tried to even like search her, and there was nothing.
Oh man.
Yeah, it is a fantastic podcast. And you know what, your brother is really good on like branching out with listening to podcasts. I have like 4 that are my go-to,
your niche
that that I always listen to those, and I don't really venture out of that too much. I don't even know how he finds this shit.
I don't know either. I think he had a lot of time on his hands this summer too.
Maybe that's, I mean, because he runs a lot, right? Yeah. So doesn't he listen to shit when he runs?
Yeah.
Now, it is, so Deep Cover, it's fantastic. And I guarantee you, I haven't read anything along this, they're going to fucking make a movie about
this. It needs to be made a movie. And they need, dude, they need to make a movie out of, what was the other one? Winds of Change?
Winds of Change would be a good one.
Or at least a documentary.
A documentary. I think that would probably lend itself a little bit more to a documentary. But this one, this will be a film, for sure.
Or a TV series, dude.
It will be... I mean, it could be. Yeah, it could be a TV series.
It was very Sons of Anarchy. And like, dude, it's fucking... He had his wife go undercover with him?
No. Well, and the thing...
And he made her be his girlfriend. She's like, but why can't I be your wife if we're undercover? I understand going undercover, but why can't I be a wife? He's like, nah. It's gotta be my girlfriend.
So at the time, that hot Colombian chick, he had his wife go and like do a pre-interview or whatever because she had allegedly had info on the Colombian cartels. And I guess his wife interviewed her and was driving home going, yeah, no. Like,
you are,
yeah, she's way too hot.
Like, yeah. Girl, women's intuition.
Dude. Oh, dude, and it played out, yeah. So anyway, Deep Cover, highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But just don't tell Johnny. He doesn't get credit for it. You gotta give credit to Billy.
My brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's awesome.
Why don't you shut the door and close the curtains? 'Cause you're not going anywhere. He's coming up the stairs, and in a moment I couldn't stop it now. There's no way to get out. It's standing far too near. How the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room. I'd give my whole life to see it. But just you stood there, only in your underwear.
All right, and we're back.
Man in the books.
I know, that's a total jam. All right, so this is the part of the show where we give recommendations, and I'm going to start first because Johnny always has to do two.
Yeah, because people want to hear music too, Chris.
Who are these people? So new movie came out on Netflix called Devil All the Time with... what's that Spider-Man kid's name? The actor?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to help you on this one, Chris.
God damn.
Yeah, I like him, though. He's good.
Yeah. So the movie is based on a book by, of the same name, Devil All the Time, that was written by Donald Ray Pollock. And he wrote a collection. His first book that came out is called...
The actor's name is Tom Holland.
There you go. Yep. He's in it, plays the lead. But Donald Ray Pollock, his first book was a collection of short stories called Knock 'em Stiff, one word. It's the name of a town in Ohio where he was raised. It actually is called Knock 'em Stiff.
That's the fucking dopest name for a town I've ever heard of.
Yeah, so he was born and raised in Knock 'em Stiff, Ohio. I read that book. I mean, I think it came out in like 2011. And I read it then, and when the Netflix film came out, I was like, man, I should go back and reread that. The thing with Donald Ray Pollock, he worked in, I think he was 53 when that book came out. He had worked in a paper mill in Ohio for 32 years, and then I guess was getting ready to retire, and like, all right, so what am I going to do now? And I guess he enrolled in college and got a degree in creative writing and started writing. Yeah. And he has written three books, Knock 'em Stiff, Devil All the Time, and Heavenly Banquet. I've read all three.
Are they tied together or are they three different stories?
Totally different stories. And he's a fantastic writer. But if you've seen or were aware of the movie and you've watched it and you like it, I highly recommend the book Knock 'em Stiff by Donald Ray Pollock.
Nice. I will check that out.
No, you won't.
I'm going to be having a lot of time on my hands, so. Okay. So this came out, this new series, there's a series on Showtime, and it's called The Comedy Store, and it's after... The Comedy Store, the famous Comedy Store on Sunset Strip that Mitzi Shore and Sammy Shore, Pauly Shore's parents owned. And it's, dude, it's rad because it goes back, like last night's episode was about Freddie Prinze, who was on Chico and the Man, who was an upcoming superstar. He was like the first superstar to come out of the Comedy Store. And you know, got his TV show, got really fucked up on coke, and ended up shooting himself.
Is that how he died?
Yeah. Killed himself with a gun. He was 22 years old.
Dude, shut up. He was that young?
Yeah. That's Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad.
Wow.
He looks a lot like Freddie Prinze Jr. with a mustache and long hair. Probably better looking.
Dude, 22 years old?
Yeah.
He was a baby.
And he had Yeah. And, but they also interview David Letterman and Jay Leno when they first got their start. Jimmy J.J. Walker. It's all these, and every week they're going to just keep telling more and more stories. It's like any who's who, you know, Richard Pryor, anyone that was up and coming, like that was like the Mecca. That was the place to go and perform. It was on the Sunset Strip, and they were all fucking rock stars. Like if you did good in the Comedy Store, then you get the nod for Johnny Carson. And if Johnny Carson liked you, you were a millionaire, basically, is what they were saying. Like that was like the whole thing. Like, and you couldn't just go in there. You had to like work the door or work in the kitchen and earn a spot for free. You didn't get paid, but if you did good, then you got on Johnny Carson, then dude, you skyrocketed to fame.
I watched a documentary and it was talking about the hierarchy of Johnny Carson. So he would have the comedians on, and if he really thought you were funny, he would ask you to come over and sit down.
Yeah.
And then that was like, I mean, you see these comedians that are like crying, sitting there. Because he's like, I got asked to come sit down.
That's the nod from the king. Yeah. Like, that's saying you're good enough to come over and sit on the panel. Like, he liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called The Comedy Store. It's on Showtime. It's on Sunday nights. Definitely check it out.
See, I don't have Showtime, so I'm going to need to speak to my pirate friend.
Sail the seas for... Yeah, no, it's really good. It's really good. Now... There hasn't been a single noise, and now your neighbor's like taking out the trash right there.
It's kind of hot right now, dude, and so we're in the studio with the doors open, and...
And, dude, it's funny because before we record today, we both looked at each other like, I think we could totally pull this off with the...
Yeah, it's like quiet. It's like, what time is it? Like 1 o'clock or something? 2 o'clock?
Yeah. It's 1:30. Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, no problem.
Not so much. Not so much.
Hey, Johnny, fix that in post.
Yeah, okay? I'll fix it. Like I always do. I'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Okay, so... the song we're going to take him out with, there's an artist called Trevor Hall. And I didn't really know this guy, but he's really good, really talented. And I think Coach Professor Jeff sent me a funny meme on Instagram. And this guy's song was playing in the background. I was like, that sounded kind of good. I'm going to check it out. So the album is In and Through the Body, Trevor Hall. And the song is Fire on Your House. And I like this because it's a good fuck you song. It's basically saying, if your house was on fire, I'd just let it burn.
You know, so...
What? Because you know what drives me, right, Chris?
You know, a kindred spirit, huh? Resentments.
Resentments drive me,
and
dude.
Revenge.
Yeah. So, I guess you could say the song has been kind of my jam lately, dude.
Nice. All right. Sounds good.
If your house was on fire, Chris... I'd help you put it out.
Until I piss you off.
Then let it burn, motherfucker. All right, thanks for listening.
Fire on your house, I stand by your mind. yourself. I stand by you, watch it burn. On yourself, I stand by you, my chip.